The outer property lines, it looks like.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if you got an official report back from them.
I did, but I have not looked at it yet.
Are we in session? I'm just trying to, we have people coming in. I don't know what.
We're in our out of session, yes.
So I don't know if we had let people in yet. No, I mean, I don't know what's being discussed now that we haven't let people back in, come all the way in. Yeah.
We are looking, which are about to sit out. Thanks for your patience.
We're back in the session.
All right.
Okay.
General comment.
General comments from staff.
So the 4th Avenue has been surveyed. They sent me the invoice. I apologize for not getting that out.
Can you send that to me digitally? I'm assuming they sent you digitally.
I'll get it taken care of tomorrow. But that's done. He also reached out with something that he thought the CCLT might be interested in, a plan with a couple accessory dwelling units on it.
Is this a civil group?
Yes. And that was just he just got something worked up. So, I'll get that invoice paid and we'll go from there.
That's very nice of him. This is the reason why we want to survey. There are people on the other side, like, he wants to push his accessory dwellings and all this stuff. That's why it's very important that if we do something on this land, we do it right, because it's going to set the tone for what other people try to do. So several groups have been in kind of a lobbyist kind of mode as far as how to use these properties and putting accessory dwellings and all this stuff in there. We wanted to touch that with kid gloves, and really, that's why I've been talking with Pat about what's the best way to do that if we were to build on that would set the right tone for future developers to do stuff on. That's very, very convenient that he already had a plan ready, because he's waiting to see if we buy him on that.
So we can go next meeting. I'll get all that stuff together.
Yeah. Can I get it beforehand so I can? I've got. If you have a digital copy, if you can get that to me by tomorrow, if you got it, a digital copy.
Okay.
I've got planning and zoning tomorrow, so I want to definitely show Pat and say, hey, there's boundaries and talk about options.
I'll have to look and see. I haven't even looked at that yet, because I haven't been through all my emails.
I've got pictures of what the markers. They use like big fence poles. They're pink at the top.
Yeah, he didn't want them to be taken out.
Yeah.
So he put heavy ones in there so they couldn't be messed with.
Okay. So that's what he did. So it's done. Anything else from staff?
There is one more announcement. I, as of Friday of this week, I will no longer be employed with the city. I am going to the private sector. And so I do wish everybody here, this group is wonderful. The work that's being done is wonderful. The staff are set and ready to go into that. But I do wish you all well, but I will no longer be here. So.
Jennifer, we just got you three. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work and our patience with us.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your new endeavors.
Thank you.
Can I say something real fast?
Are you leaving 2 miles?
No, I'm not. I was just going to throw it out there that we have sent a few emails, made a few calls to your guys' accountant and haven't heard from them since, I think, before Christmas.
Did you stop by?
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, so Alex ran up on him. Could not physically get a hold of him. He's working on his end, but what we have discussed is, can we have staff go ahead and start the RFP, like pull out the old ones, and we can just have that ready by probably next meeting, pull the trigger on that.
For an accountant?
And there should be an RFP. Alex's understanding is that he's keeping certain accounts, and like ours is one of them, but he's basically out of the game publicly. And Alex cannot nail him down to say, hey, are you done with us or what? Because he's still giving us our information, right?
Nope.
We haven't gotten.
He has been completely non-responsive I don't think we contacted him for a couple months, but like we sent financials, haven't heard, sent admin costs, haven't heard. We have tax documents we need to send to him.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So do we need to, can we pull the trigger on an RFP, like right now?
I don't know the answer to that. Like, do we have an existing,
I don't know.
You should have one. You should have an existing RFP.
No. I mean like a contract with him, presently.
You should. But I don't know what the terms are, but I'm sure the terms could be. So this is a different situation. So the reason why I'm saying that is, let's get that ball rolling, not wait till next meeting to say, yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like next meeting, I want to basically, I don't know if you need a minister, if you need a motion from us to say, RFP, launch it
Can we do that in the session, or do we need that to be?
I really don't know the answer to that.
I just don't know if we have an existing RFP. I don't know how we acquired the previous.
Yeah, so accounting. there should be an existing RFP. And Alex is accepting an award from the governor tonight for some kind of art award. So,
oh, cool.
If you need a motion, and then we clarify with Alex, but I know there's a contract, I know there's an existing RFP.
We may have to look at the contract
and
see, like, if there's a contract and it's ongoing, we would somehow have to get out of that, right?
I would think, yeah.
So, I tried to call him today, but I might try and just walk over there.
Yeah, see, I would
see if I can get in.
Can't catch me either, but I don't want to. So is there anything we can do to keep a forward motion?
Why don't you all go ahead and make a motion to approve city staff putting out an RFP consistent with the previously issued RFP? I don't know that that's going to be able to get done before, but if there's an existing RFP and we're able to figure out the terms of this contract and get that out, this will allow us to do that.
Okay. So I move that we allow staff to create a RFP for audit for accounting services consistent with the current contract.
And the previously issued RFP.
And previously issued RFP.
I second the motion.
The move that probably seconded. All those in favor of moving on the RFP. Thumbs up. All those opposed, thumbs down. It's unanimous. It's so moved, Ms. Stevens. Okay, good deal. Okay, that was it.
It was
Anything else, staff?
No, not that I know of. Anything?
No, and I guess the only other comment is for all the realtors that are present. Everyone had good discussion today, and the intention is to make a decision at the next meeting, which would be in, I don't know the date off the top of my head, March 5th.
Public comment.
I have a comment.
Let's let the public go first, and we'll have the last word. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Comments from the public.
Thank you for having us again tonight.
I appreciate the discussion.
Thank you all.
I'll send you guys my cash out. Comments from the board. Any comments? Ms. Valerie, you look like you're bubbling with information.
I'm going to pass around an agenda item, the staff report from the Love Your Block item that was on our agenda. I'm bringing this to you because everybody who lives in a CCLT home, I believe, is in one of the census tracts for this program. So this is a mini grant. I think they already have it, but yeah. This is a mini grant program for up to $2,500 in like citizen-led neighborhood projects. And there will be an application that you can apply for the mini grant February 14th. And it seems to be a great program. I think the strength is that it allows people to do projects that are seen as needed by citizens and bring forward what you care about in your neighborhood. I would really like to see a lot of projects happen in the central courts and see that money go out to like every different community here, see the funds spread out well. And so, I mean, I'd really encourage neighborhoods, the CCLT neighborhood, to like rally together your friends and neighbors who live there. You can put one in. Whether you want a community garden on that lot or you want to do, I don't know, you feel like you need some better lighting or some signage or, you know, whatever the community need is, that's what you get to say. You get to speak up and address with this kind of application. So the neighborhood can do it. I don't know if CCLT would be eligible for something like
that. Would be nonprofits are eligible to apply for the grant. And it's actually, I mean, it's preferred that it's either a nonprofit or an individual applying on behalf of a neighborhood because we have to be contracted with a legal entity.
Yeah.
So
CTLT homeowners, like I said, the lots, but they're not in possession of the city yet, or they will be. Could I assume they would be and make a project for Jeremy's neighborhood, Ms. Linda's neighborhood, is something you want, a light, or something?
You'd have to, that would have to be for the property you had, like CCLT-owned property, if you were going
to. That's why I asked if it was the city, because in the application it says city-owned lots that you would like to help me out, Ms. Melvin.
And so there could be volunteer-led projects on some city-owned lots. Like I think that's the idea for the Sexton lot.
Yes, that's a lot is owned by the city. If you want to do beautification, I'm applying that to where Jeremy stays. That those two lots, unless they were, you know, shovel-ready projects, put a community garden right there that acts as a natural buffer between the strip club and the buildings.
Yeah. So Ridgeway neighborhood engaged and advocated for a micro forest on the lot.
So there's no intention on developing that lot. It can't be developed because of...
Yeah,
my understanding is that homeowners could also apply.
They can. Yeah, like individuals.
Right, it could be private property or public.
Yeah, so they could apply for like small, very small home repair projects even.
So think about that. In your neighborhood, your house, that's what this is for, so... Got to the 14th.
Applications open the 14th.
Open them.
They open the
14th. Yeah, you have until, I think they said it's announced April 22nd, March 24th is when they expect it to be due. So I gave some notes based on questions that they answered for me before the city council meeting. Some of those are tentative, but it'll give you general dates. The things that were discussed, at least at that meeting and at the Let's Talk Local meeting, were things like community gardens, microforest, tool lending, library, lighting, landscaping, home repairs, murals. Somebody wanted a mural on a public property. or a really ugly fence. Although that might be a neighbor who wants it.
So I would like, I would like this one that Mr. Jeremy to think of a project that can go on in your neighborhood. You can do it as an individual or get with your neighbors and see what do we need here to help us out.
And if it's on, yeah, CCLT owned land, CCLT can apply to the
yeah. Yeah, I'll think of something, yeah. I'll think of something on a bigger scale. If anybody needs help, I'll
And they are, each, they're limited to $2,500.
And you have to, we have to remember on the CCLT property over there, we're going to be doing lots of work to finish yeah. that drainage system up.
Yeah.
So
it would be. Off the top of my head, and we didn't do the community garden over there on those lots until they were developed. You know, a rain garden in that part of that rain, that water retention. So helping out with that, which by the time our houses are finished, we can implement the rain garden, which really can go not just at the catch basin, but at the end of the two houses, it can really extend down that whole swallow down there.
So that's part of the finish for those two houses. So that should be done is what I'm getting at. Like that'll all get landscaped to finish that bioretention. So there'll be like mulch in there, plantings. That's part of the, that's part of the, it's contingent on that to get the CO for the final home. So I just want to make sure you don't start something there and then we got to bulldoze it all out because it doesn't fit the.
I do have something to say. The message I want to be very selfish. We must address strategic planning. It's been pushed off to the agenda. I want to have a rough draft my next meeting. Present that and just kind of talk about it. I had something else on my
mind. Mr. Stanton, you plan to come forward with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need that on the agenda. I need time. I need to be selfish and whatever.
Would you be able to send your rough draft to staff so we can actually get that on the agenda, like ahead of the meeting?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Not this week, but before
well,
the
yeah,
next
yeah.
meeting. Yeah. And if I would have to send out some homework for everybody to read in lieu of the next meeting, I just send it to Ms. Davis first and she can distribute it out, kind of like what we did in the last meeting. I had articles to give out.
I'd send it to housing programs at como.gov since she's leaving Friday.
Hey, Ms. Davis, where are we partying at since you're leaving? Or you just want to get the heck out of here and just leave? So send that to housing programs, email any articles I need board to read or whatever.
Okay, that goes to all of us so we can distribute it.
Oh, did everybody see the pictures of what's going on Colmore? Okay, so we're in motion. I have a project that's around the corner, so I drive by that pretty much every day. They should have the rough plumbing done. They have the footings done. They've been forming up the rim board, which makes the foundation. They should be probably grading those in and putting poly down, so that should all be happening.
I haven't had a chance to see what they did today, if anything.
Yeah, so it's in motion.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Takes a long time to get it to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have. Anybody else have anything else? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
move the proper second, they'll be adjourned. All in favor of adjournment, thumbs up. All those opposed, thumbs down.
The next meeting is March 5th.
Next meeting is March 5th. Thank you, thank you, thank you.